Janiyah Thomas was one of five siblings, and her family had an extensive history with the Florida Department of Children and Families.
When the case was closed out, all five children were present, and all five children were included in that case. So they were all accounted for.
But after receiving the most recent child abuse allegation, DCF Secretary Mike Carroll says it was later revealed that Janiyah was missing for more than a year.
This time, the children were removed. However, there was only four children. And then a law enforcement investigation began.
Janiyah's body was later found in a relative's freezer. Carroll says his agency also failed in preventing the death of a newborn baby whose parents were the target of an anonymous caller to the child abuse hotline a day after he was born. That call went ignored. Meanwhile, the governor says the $22.9 million will allow for the hiring of more than 270 case managers, which oversee foster care and adoption services. The funding is also aimed at increasing services for kids at risk from being removed from their home. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.